Hello.
Dr. Kistron, sir.
Yeah. Hello, Henry. Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes, how's everything in Hawaii?
Well, it's very thoughtful of you to call. It's perfect. I'm at that Rockefeller house. It isn't at the beach. It's about 10 miles from the beach.
Oh, I see.
Beautifully located.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go to the beach in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we've all had a restful morning.
Good, good. Nothing new in the way of your developments?
No, I've just been looking over the daily reports which were sent out to me. And there isn't anything of great significance. One interesting thing is one of the best Soviet comments. Oh, did Haig tell you that we got a message from the Russians yesterday?
No, I haven't talked to Haig today. I've been in Camp Dave.
A message from Dufresne shortly before I left, saying that they had delivered, well, we hadn't given them a message, but they had expressed our views on Vietnam in Hanoi.
Yeah.
And Hanoi is eager to resume private conversations with me. In order to bring about the quickest end of the war.
Hmm.
That's unusual. They've never passed a message like this through anybody.
Yeah. May mean something.
And it's hard to know what they would be calling for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many things we are planning that they are preventing.
Yeah.
And today there's an article by a Soviet expert called Zorza, who usually has been very good. And he's put together what Gorny said in Hanoi, what Victor Louis wrote in Moscow, and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come to the conclusion that there's a move on to end the war in Vietnam, which is based either on the, which is either because the Soviets are pressing for it, or because the Soviets know it's going to happen and want to take credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may mean that the meeting will go forward on the first, then.
Well, that's almost certain.
Mm-hmm.
They may just approve that their bastards delay until the 8th.
Well, we'll see.
But I consider it certain that that meeting will take place within a week
mm-hmm.
of our proposal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, their situation isn't all that brilliant because apparently those floods did unbelievable damage.
Yeah, yeah.
He got an intelligence report yesterday of grave gasoline shortages up there and of food shortages and that they have to reposition some of their tankers because they have enough gasoline there for reserve.
And you can be sure that while it isn't decisive, that little crack we gave them helped that shortage along a bit.
Well, as it happened, it was concentrated on their oil supplies in the south.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, we like to take credit for it, but that was really, it certainly helped.
Yeah. Well.
They have yet to resume. Usually at this time of the year, they start the big infiltration again.
Yeah.
And
it hasn't been very heavy yet.
We haven't noticed it yet.
Not much.
All we've noticed is a few hundred people. Now, it may be that they have a new communication system. It's too early to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But there is not that massive truck movement that usually begins at this time.
Mm-hmm. What?
The later it begins, the later it...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the day you get back?
25th.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. What is the situation? Just a second. What is the situation, Henry, on... I noticed a story with regard to Japan. The opposition to Sato were talking about the Okinawa thing, trying to make an issue on that they might not approve it.
The opposition to Sato is making an issue of... that's mostly the socialists.
Yeah.
And the right-wing socialists and the opportunists in his own party. The major objections that exist now are two. One is that we insisted on continuing the Voice of America station there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Which I don't consider a big deal.
No, I don't think we have to insist on that.
And the second one, and in fact, that is something that might come in helpful also with the Chinese, because
yeah.
The Chinese have complained about that too.
Yeah, that doesn't mean a thing to us.
And that's something that...
Well, how would we, yeah. I'm just wondering how that affects the Connolly visit, any at all?
The Connolly visit, we haven't had an answer yet.
Yeah.
But we'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
The second issue is that they claim that a lot of the land is still maintained by American bases, and they'd like some of the land back that is on American bases. I'm talking about the opposition.
Yeah.
And we have had propositions that if we could just make a token thing, it would help. Of course, these Japanese are incredible. The deal you gave them was went so far beyond anything that anybody thought possible.
Yeah.
That, as you remember, the State Department was worried that
yeah.
Congress wouldn't approve it.
I know.
But that if we could do something on the Voice of America.
Well, how would we do that, though?
And on giving up some of the land on the basis, but
should we indicate that to them, you think?
Well, we could do it perhaps if you do meet Sato.
Well, you could even let Connolly do it.
Well, we could let Connolly do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All Connolly would have to do is to say we'd be receptive to some minor adjustment.
Yeah. Because that's certainly neither of those things matters to us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Connolly shouldn't negotiate it, but Connolly could certainly
yeah.
indicate
mm-hmm.
that we would be willing to do something, and that would give Sato a terrific shot in the arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would actually be the good time to do it.
Yeah. Well, they certainly, I just hope they have him come. Well, I guess they...
No question. It's inconceivable that
yeah.
they'll turn him down.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not in their interest.
No.
The India-Pakistan thing seems to be still tough as hell, doesn't it?
Well, and that's getting worse.
I know.
As you know, the Pakistanis have offered to withdraw their army from the frontier.
Yeah.
And they have asked, they have offered a meeting with the Indian Chief of Staff to work out the details. Now, the Indians have demanded that the Pakistanis withdraw first, and they would talk only after that.
Yeah.
And now we have reports of troop movements up to the border.
Yeah.
By the Indians.
Boy, well, I just think we've got to be sure that Dobrynin keeps them leashed.
I really put it to Dobrynin.
Well, that's good.
And I think that until we have that Middle East thing decided one way or the other, they're going to lean over backward, not to challenge us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's... I think we can... You know, on the...
They don't expect... I've told him he would get an answer on the Middle East by November 20th.
Yeah.
So we've got a month.
Yeah. I've been looking incidentally at the... I just looked today, been studying that paper on the uncommitted nations on the Taiwan thing.
Yeah.
And it would seem to me that if Bush and Rogers could work... and they can enlist almost, you know, people like Connolly if they want to on matters and above them. At least half of those countries just haven't any goddamn business to be fooling around with that.
We have moved a number of them already, Mr. President. For example, Indonesia is going to vote with us.
Yeah. But I was thinking, for example, I just looked at it over it again. Now the Panamanians, now, damn it, they just have got a...
They'll almost certainly will get...
The Panamanians, the... certainly, you've spoken to the Israeli. It's ridiculous.
To the Israeli.
The Israeli can't expect us to stand with them and be the only one, and then for them to desert us on this.
Exactly.
Not an, and but good God, Venezuela hell, we've helped them in their oil thing. Now they've just got to play along here, or we'll remember. That's the kind of game that they ought to be playing. I trust that that's what they are doing.
Yes.
I think
messages yesterday to Morocco, Austria, Argentina.
Yeah.
And I forget, there was a fourth country.
Yeah.
Italy.
Well, Italy may be tough.
And there are three more on salvo, and we've already sent messages to Ireland and the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And Ireland almost certainly is going to come back to us.
Well, I talked today to, well, not to Don, to Dick, to John Moores here, but John, his brother Dick, had talked to him. He says Ireland was leaning the other way. And I said, well, for God's and they're bitching because of that airline thing, you know.
That's right.
Which seemed to me to be a, frankly, I don't see why we did that, but that's, we seem to be a pretty small thing for us to try to,
well, sort of petty thing to do.
To irritate the Irish about, but I guess Flanagan was handling that, and he said that we had.
Flanagan felt very strongly about it.
What, to do it?
That we should do it.
I know, but I'm just not sure we should have.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, looking at the Irish, why the hell should they go with the English rather than us? That's what it gets down to on this.
That's right.
And
the latest count which I got today is that we are now four boats ahead.
Well,
that the week, this memo you have is about a week, is about from last Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to get Haig and get Haig and Rogers and Bush in, just the four of them, three of them, and then just go over them country by country with them to see if they are actually doing everything they need to do. I'm not going to get involved, but I'm certainly going to. There isn't any reason why on some of these things we can't be pretty tough. Don't you agree?
I agree completely.
I mean, in terms of saying, well, now look to Venezuela, you just, and Panama. Well, and then those African countries, good God, Kenya and the rest, what they have no reason to. Ghana. Now, what the hell would Ghana be there for, against us?
The major thing would be that you should keep direct out of it in a way that they can ascribe to you.
I'm going to do that. But I think I might indicate some ways that our people can be rather strong in getting and lining up some votes. Maybe because we just shouldn't lose some of those countries, Henry. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Most of those on the list I saw, the uncommitted list, where they indicated we had 52 certain, they had 56 certain.
Yeah, now it looks like 59 to 55.
Yeah, well.
But Indonesia has switched, and we picked up some of the others.
But it should be on the basis, in my view, that we just go to these countries and say, look here, you're interested in a lot of things from us. Now, this is a small thing we ask, and we just think that you ought not to be against us. And also, there's another very powerful argument here. When I notice Greece is on the list, now, and Turkey. Now, Greece and Turkey are out of their damn minds to go that way. Because let me say this. What's that?
We've sent a message to Turkey that he's mentioned you.
Yeah, but you look at Greece and Turkey in terms of the Congress. Their only supporters in the Congress are supporters of Taiwan, you know?
What we should do with Greece is to send a message to Agnew to take it up when he's there.
Yeah, but I'll push that out tomorrow and just indicate that it will have a hell of an effect in their support in the Congress, and it will. There's no question about it.
Mr. President, out of the White House, because they sure as hell is going to leak it.
Oh, I know. I won't get it out of the White House, but I meant I want them to do it. I want the state to get it.
I mean, we could actually do a back channel to Tasca to give to Agnew.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean. I don't worry. I'm not going to get involved in it myself, but I'll see that it's done in a way that that state and others don't miss any bets here in really twisting arms. Because it isn't. I mean, we've made all the public. I mean, both Rogers and Bush have made their public statements, and they're strong enough. Now it's really a question of just privately telling these countries, now, are you going to go with us? Are you going to be with the other side?
Right.
Well, any event, we will keep it going on some of these things, and I hope that that the count is, that Bush's count is an accurate one. Do you think it is?
It's hard to tell.
You can't tell whether they're telling him something and telling somebody else something else.
Or how they're counting this.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the British are probably, and they're going to play it very hard the other way just to prove that, you know,
that's one of the troubles.
They want to get to Peking.
That's one of the troubles.
That's right.
They're actually lobbying against us.
I know they are, and I noticed you've talked to Cromer, but probably isn't going to do any good.
Well, he promised me they'd stop it.
Yeah. No, they don't really have to go that far.
No.
We've got everything from Rhodesian chrome to South Africa to everything else where we try to be nice to them.
That's absolutely right.
And that's my view on this. This is something they don't. I think what it is, of course, is they're sort of trying to. They look at us going to Peking, and I suppose they say, "Well, we'll get there first, huh?"
Well, except they haven't got the order.
Well, I know. I don't think they're going to gain anything with Peking by doing it. No, I. Well, we'll. I'll see that the thing is handled properly in that way. Okay, you take off for Guam tomorrow?
I take off for Guam tomorrow, Mr. President.
Good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I probably won't be talking to you again. You go on and have a good day at the beach, okay?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for calling.
Fine. Bye.